Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures. And in the course of this podcast, we're looking at the book or the letter of the Philippians. The founding of the church at Philippi is recorded in Acts chapter 16 and is one of the most stirring chapters in the spread of the gospel at the hands of the apostles. As well as being the account of the work of the Lord in that particular place, it also marks the beginnings of the gospel in Europe. Paul and his fellow workers apparently intended to move on from the region of Galatia into Asia, but in one of those unfathomable statements of the Word of God, we are told that the Holy Spirit forbade them to do so. Instead, the Lord's will was revealed to Paul in the course of a night vision, where he saw a man of Macedonia, as a man from Greece, beckoning them to come over into Macedonia and help them. From that they assuredly gathered that the Lord had called them to preach the gospel in Europe, and they began the journey which eventually brought them into the city of Philippi. The account moves rapidly on. At a prayer meeting of some women by a riverside, Paul preaches the gospel and the Lord opens up the heart of one called Lydia to receive the gospel. Lydia is baptized along with the other members of her household, and her house then becomes an open house for the gospel. Oppositions arise against Paul and Silas, and they are cast into prison in the city. But at the hour of midnight that evening, as Paul and Silas sang praises to God in their chains, an earthquake shook the building, and there follows the famous scenes of the conversion and baptism of the Philippian jailer, and those of his household also. And when he had brought them into his house, we are told, he sat meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. With such beginnings in the gospel at Philippi, it is small wonder that the church in Philippi endures as one of Paul's favourites. My joy and my crown, he calls it. And the very existence of the epistle to the Philippians, humanly speaking, is an account of that relationship. Humanly speaking, the epistle to the Philippians is a thank you note from the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi. Paul visited Philippi on several occasions and saw the work grow and prosper there. His visits came to an abrupt halt, however, when he was arrested in Jerusalem and finally imprisoned in Rome. Eventually the believers at Philippi got to hear about Paul's plight, and they organised a collection to meet his temporal needs. The gift was taken by a man called Epaphroditus, whom Paul receives as my brother and companion in labour, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he ministered to my wants. Regardless of how willing Epaphroditus was to fulfil that task, however, the Lord's ways are often mysterious, and it is Paul who has to minister to his old friend as Epaphroditus falls ill and becomes sick nigh unto death. Eventually he is well again, however, and as Paul sends him back to his hometown once more, he sends with him the note of thanks that we know as the Epistle to the Philippians. That the Epistle to the Philippians far transcends that human intention, of course, is obvious, and in the course of its chapters and verses, the Holy Spirit of God moves the hand of his chosen apostle to write some of the greatest words with regards to the life of faith. Here's some examples. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For your citizenship is in heaven. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report. And if we had nothing else left to us from the Epistle to the Philippians than the verses from chapter 2 concerning the mind of Christ, that led him to account himself of no reputation and become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, then we would count ourselves grateful indeed for such a letter. Thanks for listening. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. Trust you found it of benefit. The Wicketgate magazine can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Bye.